From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Barack Obama, surrounded by retired senior military leaders, today began announcing some of his overhauling of U.S. treatment of terror suspects. Mr. Obama signed an executive order that will call for the closing of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center within 1 year. Another order signed by the president will shutter secret overseas CIA prisons, though he said it does not mean the U.S. will be any less strident in the war on terror.
The United States intends to prosecute the ongoing struggle against violence and terrorism, and we are going to do so vigilantly, we are going to do so effectively, and we are going to do so in a manner that is consistent with our values and our ideals.
The Obama administration has already suspended trials for terrorist suspects at Guantanamo for 120 days, pending further review. The president's comments came at his first Oval Office signing ceremony. Treasury Secretary-designate Timothy Geithner has cleared a major hurdle in his quest for Senate confirmation after grilling Geithner yesterday on tax payments he'd missed. The Senate Finance Committee today voted in favor of his being confirmed by the full Senate. More from NPR's David Wellner.
All 13 Democrats on the finance panel voted in favor of Geithner's nomination, but the 10 committee Republicans split. Arizona's John Kyle was one of five who voted against Geithner, citing the nominee's earlier failure to pay some $34,000 in taxes.
I don't believe that the requisite candor exists for me to indicate my support for him with an affirmative vote.
But the five other Republicans were more forgiving, including Utah's Orrin Hatch.
What happened shouldn't have happened, but I believe that he made honest mistakes. And I believe that this human being is the right person for this country at this time.
Democrats now hope to have a vote by the full Senate on Geithner's nomination soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The economy continues its downward slide. The latest numbers from the government show more people around the country losing their jobs. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
There were nearly 600,000 U.S. workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That matches the highest level in more than 20 years, and it suggests that layoffs are continuing as we head into 2009. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of IHS Global Insight.
I think all the indications are that the job market is in a bit of a free fall. These numbers are going to get quite a bit worse in the next few weeks.
Baravesh expects the unemployment rate will rise to about 9%. That translates into upwards of 2 million more people losing their jobs over the coming year. But Baravesh is hopeful that the government stimulus taking shape in Washington will then start to turn the economy around. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 105 points. The Nasdaq lost 41 points today. This is NPR. Just days after the ceasefire and the subsequent withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza, smugglers are reported to be back at work digging and reopening tunnels to Egypt. One goal of Israeli airstrikes was to cut off the supply routes, which in some cases are being used to bring weapons into Gaza, but in many cases are also used to bring in food during Israeli blockades. Israel contends it destroyed upwards of 70% of the tunnels in fighting before the current truce. Some smugglers have said the number may be even higher after more than 2 weeks of fighting. Israel pulled troops out of Gaza this past weekend. Two men have been sentenced to death in China over the tainted milk powder scandal that killed six babies, NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
These convictions are the first in the tainted milk scandal, which has come to be seen as a national disgrace. Six babies died and almost 300,000 fell ill after drinking milk contaminated with the industrial chemical melamine, used to artificially boost protein levels. Two melamine producers were given death sentences. The head of the Sanlu Dairy, Tian Wenhua, was given a life term and fined $3.5 million. Nine other people were given stiff terms, ranging from 5 years in prison to a suspended death sentence. The Sanlu group was fined $7 million. But one father of a victim, Zhao Lianhai, told NPR that the penalties were too light and that government officials responsible for overseeing the industry should also be held accountable. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
After hovering at or below 5% for a number of weeks, mortgage rates have ticked back up again. Mortgage finance company Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage this week rose to 5.12% from a record low of 4.96% last week. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.